come work for us? I hate thinking about you in that place. It's depressing. Your great aunt lives there, I reminded him for the 100th time as the server leaned against me to place the pitcher of beer in the center of the table. It's one of the nicest senior care facilities in the city. Your grandfather told me he'd rather me stay at Wilton to look after her instead of following him around the office all the time. Chris's blue eyes flicked up at the server and narrowed for a split second before he looked back at me. It's the waiting room they put you in before your appointment with the Grim Reaper, he muttered. You deserve better. You're talented, Teo, and no one recognizes it there. I love what I do. I love taking care of people. Chris's face softened. I know. You take care of me, remember? I tried not to give him a goofy, lovesick grin. It was true. I cooked for him when he worked late, and sometimes I ran little errands for him when he was too busy, like picking up his dry cleaning or groceries. It was exactly the kind of thing I enjoyed doing for the people I cared about. Grandpa Banks always teased me for being born in the wrong era and the wrong gender. You'd have made someone a nice housewife back in the days when that was an acceptable thing to be, he'd said on more than one occasion. And he was right. The idea of having a husband and family to take care of was appealing to me. It was one of the reasons I didn't feel completely comfortable when Jay and our other gay and bi friends started raging against heteronormativity. I felt like maybe I wasn't the right kind of gay man if what I wanted was the same life my parents had. The server's hand landed on my shoulder after he finished setting down more platters of appetizers someone must have ordered. Need something else, cutie? He asked, meeting my eyes with a crooked smile. I looked around the table at my friends. Anyone need anything? Everyone seemed happy enough, so I turned back to him. We're good. Thanks. He pursed his lips and walked away. When I turned back to Chris, he was laughing. What? I asked. Dude, he was flirting with you. The man's had his hands on you all night. I glanced back in the direction of the server, but his back was to us as he waited at the bar for more drinks. I don't think so. Jay snorted.
Oblivious.
Right? Chris asked with a laugh. He never notices when men are trying to pick him up. If it weren't for Grindr, he'd probably never get any action. He winked at me. I don't use Grindr, I said. Since when did he think I hooked up with a bunch of random men? Are you kidding? Yes. He met my eyes and held them. But maybe you should. The words hit me square in the chest like well-aimed darts. My throat felt thick, and my fingers tingled. I glanced around at our group of friends, but no one seemed to notice the heated moment that had just happened between us. I think I will, I said through my teeth as I met his eyes again. Good night. I stood up and reached for my jacket, ignoring his sudden protest that he was just kidding, and I should stop being so sensitive. Just when I thought he might actually come after me, someone at the table said something funny that caught his attention, and he was back to laughing with our table of friends. As I walked out into the frigid Chicago night, I reminded myself that they were actually his friends. I'd stayed home in Carpentersville and gone to community college first before being able to afford my bachelor's degree in nursing. During those years, I'd come to the city many times to visit Chris in college and meet his friends, so when I'd finally gotten a good placement at a nursing home in the city a few years ago, I'd felt like I already had a good group of friends here. They'd always welcomed me and made me feel included. Even though they had fancy degrees from expensive universities and came from the kind of wealth I'd only ever seen in Chris's family. As I made my way down the stairs to the train station, people jostled me from all sides. All I wanted was my bed and the companionship of my cat. Well, my two cats. Only one of them wasn't really mine. My next-door neighbor had gotten her for her daughter before discovering the daughter was allergic, so she'd asked me to keep Waffles at my place so her daughter could visit it whenever she wanted. It was fine. Waffles and Socrates gave each other as much healthy respect as could be expected in a 550-square-foot studio apartment, but at least it was all ours. No sharing. That had been my one requirement when I moved to the city.